USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Firefighters slowed the advance of the largest wildfire in the United States as heavy winds led up Wednesday near Las Vegas, New Mexico. President Biden approved a disaster declaration that brings new financial resources to remote stretches of the area devastated by fire since early April. With inflation devastating our wallets, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is making decisions to help combat the reason everything is so expensive. With its highest hit in over 20 years, the Fed's plan to charge banks an additional 0.5 percentage point higher in interest.
Inflation is much too high, and we understand the hardship it is causing, and we're moving expeditiously to bring it back down. We have both the tools we need and the resolve that it will take to restore price stability on behalf of American families and businesses.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. That's 800-883-3024.
The U.S. Marshals Service said Wednesday that it's working to protect the ex-girlfriend of Casey Cole White, the capital murder suspect who escaped an Alabama jail last Friday after allegedly receiving help from a corrections officer, Vicky White. The report said that Casey White threatened in 2015 to kill his ex-girlfriend and his sister if he ever got out of prison. 6'9" White has been charged with capital murder in September 2020 for the brutal stabbing of a 58-year-old woman. An unbelievable amount of fraud has struck Michigan.
Michigan's embattled unemployment insurance agency is dealing with more fraud. Officials say 55,000 more unemployment claimants who were overpaid during Governor Gretchen Whitmer's COVID-19 shutdowns will not have to repay those funds, totaling $431 million. UIA Director Julia Dale says the agency will continue to review overpayments and extend waivers to anyone eligible. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito canceled an appearance at a judicial conference due to begin today. A draft decision Alito wrote indicating that the Supreme Court would overturn Roe v. Wade was probably why the cancellation was announced. Chief Justice John Roberts later confirmed the authenticity of the document and opened an investigation into the leak. It seems they have narrowed it down to 12 people it could be that gave the document illegally to media outlet Politico. Senator Lindsey Graham, the Republican from South Carolina on Newsmax, said Roe v. Wade has divided America, so making it a state decision is the right thing to do.
Well, since the day it was decided, it's divided America. Yeah. Before 1973, every state decided what they would like to do with defining when life begins and abortion rights. That was the law of the land before 1973. The Supreme Court created a legal fiction called substantive due process to create a constitutional right that's not in the Constitution, to deny every state elected official the ability to comment on life when it begins and how you can terminate it. And if the court sets aside Roe v. Wade, it will return America to the position it was in 1973, where elected officials in each of the 50 states can decide the issues regarding life. Yeah. Roe v. Wade was a constitutional overstep. Hope the court will roll it back.
My name is Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.